This is the Album Adventures Podcast. Welcome back. Well, not really welcome back. I mean, this is the first podcast episode, so it's not really a welcome back as a welcome first time. You know, this is a learning curve and a journey and all that other generic bull you'll hear time and time again. And anyway, my goal is to be Anthony Fantano of podcasts. It's a weird ass goal, but it's a goal. And, you know, I'm not gonna achieve it. I'm really not, but you can try. Anyway, I was thinking of, you know, what's a recent album that came out I can start off with. And a couple came to mind. You know, if I started a little bit sooner, I could have done the latest Foo Fighters, the latest Rap Ferreira album, or the latest Weezer album, or the latest the Morgan Wallen album or something. But more recently, you know, there was a couple I could choose from, but I landed on Peachtree Rascals, Camp Nowhere. It's their latest EP. It is 8 tracks long, 22 minutes and 14 seconds overall. And let's start off with how I got to know Peachtree Rascals. So, late last year, not late, about, I would say, you know, maybe very beginning of November, so yeah, late last year, I was watching the YouTube channel Alpha Media, and, you know, he was recommending some music and stuff in the video, and he recommended the song Mariposa by Peachtree Rascals, and I'm not a big pop guy. Like, I don't really like pop music. For me, the best pop music came out in the 60s and 70s, or the 90s. The 80s had pop gems, of course, because it's the 80s. And, you know, the 2000s, 2010s, it has its moments, but I'm not a big pop fan, you know? Like, you're not gonna find me listening to Mariah Carey, or Selena Gomez, or Justin Bieber. You're just really not. But Peachtree Rascals, they have something about them, and it's almost a 60s flair in a way, but very modern. See, they're almost like if you took Brockhampton, made them much, much more poppy. Like, excuse me, much, much more poppy, like 100% more poppy. Added like 10 times less rapping. So practically nothing like Brockhampton. But they're a modern, like, pop with R&B and trap elements. Kind of almost boy band, but not a boy band. I don't know how to describe it, but Peachtree Rascals, there's just something so pure about their pop music. And I fell in love with the song Mariposa right away, because it sure had some of the modern production elements, but it just felt so organic and so fresh. It had a weird, almost nostalgic feel without being nostalgic at all, because it practically just came out. Like, so, yeah, that's something. But it's just, they know how to do something that few modern pop artists know how to do, which is write a simple melody, but not make it sound generic. They said that they took inspiration from, John Mayer. There's a John Mayer quote, and he's like, and he said, there's a way to make a chorus different each time. If you add just a slightly different instrument or a slightly different chord progression, it makes the listener feel like he's hearing the chorus for the first time all over again. And they use that to perfection. Every time you hear the chorus in the song, it's not an exact replica. The words are the same, but the instruments and the instrumentation and chords all change with each time. And it's just such a poetic way of delivering a chorus. And it's just amazing. So, you know, I've been looking forward to see what they've done next. There's a couple other songs I liked off their lay, the stuff that came after Mariposa, but nothing that hit that same groove to me. Now, the thing with this is, I don't know how this ranks up fully, but it's good. It's not perfect. It has its flaws, but this is probably going to be one of my favorite pieces of pop music to come out this year. You got the first track, Ooze. Okay, Ooze. Now, Ooze is a good way to kick off, well, they're calling it an EP, album, whatever you want to call it, right? Ooze is a great way to start it off with those slightly out of tune piano keys at the very beginning. And I don't even know if they're so much out of key as they are, like, you know, slightly, you know, they're not hitting the right notes. It's like when you go to hit this note and you're just, you hit this note, you hit the next note, and it sounds good, but then you're just slightly one note off next. And just the way that they do that at the very beginning is really nice and grabs your ear. Then they come in with the slight hip-hop drumming and the acoustic guitar. And then that pre-chorus before the falsetto ooh-oohs and stuff. That pre-chorus, I love that pre-chorus. The way it's set up, it's just that doo-doo that repeats throughout the pre-chorus, and when he's singing, his voice goes with the doo-doo, whatever he's singing, until the final one where he's doing a run into the falsetto, kind of, before he's doing like a run into the falsetto before the chorus kicks in, which I just think is so well done and so smooth and so slick. The production on this is just nice, and I don't know if I'd call it lush, but it's almost lush. Yeah, it's just nice and smooth and pleasant. And with the doo-doo, there's like, that was terrible, but with the doo-doo, there's the little bit of the acoustic guitar going with it. And then there's like ever so slightly a little bit of an almost electric, it sounds like an electric guitar anyway, going the doo-doo as well. And I just think that adds so much, because there's not really any other electric guitar. There's other acoustic guitar throughout the track. But, you know, it's just adds just that little extra. And that's what I mean when these guys are special. They add that little extra flavoring to their songs that make it special. Now there's... Excuse me. Well, this is a mess of a podcast. Yep. Anyway, and then the verse, the rapping on the verse is so slick and so smoothly done. Like, if you aren't a fan of rap, I don't think you would even mind it being there because it's so smoothly and it's so close to being sung because of how melodic and how smooth the flow is in which he's rapping and the cadence. And then it kicks into that chorus again, and it's just a really phenomenal pop song. This is what a pop song should be. Because pop music doesn't mean generic, trendy. Pop music can be interesting, can be, you know, pleasant to listen to, yet still thought-provoking or interesting. You know, and I really think they do that on this track. Next, we have the song Leave Me. And Leave Me starts out with this lo-fi hip-hop feel and immediately goes into a rap verse. And the rapping on this is just so smooth and so the flow is just great and smooth and nice on the ears. I mean, this song isn't saying much new. It's more or less just a man begging his girlfriend not to leave him, or whatever the situation is. But those drum beats are just so captivating on the verses, and then you got the post-chorus, which the vocals almost sound like they're pitch shifted to sound a little more female, and I really think that just adds to the track in just such a little way. It's like such a minor little thing, but I like it. And then you go into the chorus. The post-chorus first. Okay, the post-chorus is the thing that sounds pitch-shifted female. But anyway, the chorus, the melody is just so, so, like, sticky and memorable. Na 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 na. It's just so, so catchy and captivating. And I like how on the back end of the chorus, you get those horns coming in. And then, you know, you go into another rap verse again. The flow is great. The chorus comes back again. And at the very end, after they do the post-chorus, but during that very end of the post-chorus, it kind of breaks down to just an acoustic guitar. Like a couple strums of an acoustic guitar, and then those horns come in, and then it just kind of ends out on one of the horns kind of being dragged out a little bit longer. It's just such a satisfying end to this song. I mean, like, this is just a really great track. I mean, this probably is my favorite song on the album by far, but I mean, this is just, if you listen to one song off this album, I mean, chances are if you're listening to this review, you've already heard this whole project. But if you haven't and you somehow just stumbled upon this for some evil reason, I don't know what you're doing to stumble upon this, but if you stumbled upon this, I'm sorry for you. But anyway, if you do one thing, check out this song, because this song is one of the best pop songs I've heard in a really, really long time. Next, we have the song JoJo. And this is my least favorite song on the album. I don't know what it is about this song. Maybe it's because this album started out with two of my favorite, very favorite Peachtree Rascal songs. But this song is just boring to me. There's nothing about it that makes it stand out from the pack. It really just seems like they needed an extra song, and this is what they landed on. There's nothing special about the production or the instrumental. The vocals are fine. I don't really like the auto-tune they're using on the verses. They use it a similar auto-tune on other songs, but something about that over the very, like, almost like just kick drum heavy beat in the background, just something about it does not fix well with me. It just doesn't match up right, in my opinion. There's nothing like, there's no hook. Well, there's a hook to the song, but not a really catchy one. It's a pretty generic one, if we're being honest. This is exactly what I don't want from Peachtree Rascals. But, I mean, someone might like it. I don't know. I just personally, I don't like the song. It just bores me. Bores me to hell. Then we have the song Change My Mind, which is immediately 10 times better and refreshing after the boringness of JoJo. It comes in with these bright piano keys that sound almost like they could be something out of a Buddy Holly song. And they're just so bright and sunshiny and fun. And then you got the very silky smooth vocals coming in and moving into the falsetto from the pre-chorus to the chorus, which just sounds great over these keys. And then you add in the slight more hip-hop drum patterns. And then it goes into a rap verse, which the first rap verse is great. The flow is impeccable. The vocals are really on point. You go back into that chorus, but then on that second rap, that second verse. Now see, this song would almost be a fantastic song if it wasn't for that second rap verse. That second rap verse, the auto tune on it is appalling. It's just so, like, untasteful and doesn't fit in with the rest of the song. It seems, like, from left field for no reason. But, I mean, then it gets back into that chorus, which that chorus is catchy as all hell. The melody, dun dun dun. Dun 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 dun. It's just so catchy and so fun sounding, so tasteful, and it really just makes that little minor flaw of the auto-tune on the second verse being appalling. It takes that and makes it unimportant. It just, you know, because the chorus is so catchy and hooky and those pianos are so bright and sunshiny, you can't help but feel happy listening to this song. And after the ray of light that was Change My Mind, we go back into the numb and repetitive, well, not repetitive, but the generic with the track Doing Fine. And this song just sounds like a generic sad boy trap song with boy band elements. There's, on paper, it sounds bad, and in execution, it just doesn't pan out. I can barely remember anything from the song, and I've listened to it, like, a lot in preparation for this. And there's just nothing special about this song, and it really saddens me because with the first two songs, and then you have a slight dip down, and then it goes right back up. But then it just goes back into this generic territory, and I think it just has to do with the execution. I think the instrumental, they were going for this kind of lo-fi aesthetic, but it just sounded a little like muddy and washed out more than actually lo-fi. And the, like, almost boy band gang the vocals with like the ooh, and like, you know, the how the boy band tropes at the beginning of the song, there's like one member that does like ooh, and like one boy band that goes ah, and like just different little tiny thing. Like, it just, that aesthetic doesn't fit on a sad trap, sad boy trap song. It just doesn't. The boy band elements just kind of throw it off. It's like if the Backstreet Boys covered a Lil Peep song. I mean, it's just not good. It's just really not good. This might actually be worse than JoJo. Then we have the song Papa, and where this song is better than the last song, it's not that good. I don't know what it is about it, but it almost reminds me a little bit of a more hip-hop inspired version of I'm on Top of the World by Imagine Dragons, with those claps and the instrumental and the kind of like acoustic sounding guitar. But they do some interesting things, like there's a little bit of steel drum coming in on the instrumental throughout. And the acoustic guitar almost sounds steel guitar-ish at some points, but it's just, I don't know. I don't know why I don't like this song, really. I mean, it's fine. I think it's more that it doesn't do anything for me. Like, again, it sounds like a hip-hop Imagine Dragons song. It's very generic. The lyrics aren't saying much. I mean, there's nothing about this that makes me say, this is a great-ass pop song. No, it's just there. It's fine, but there's better songs on the album. And thank God that the next song is such a fresh breath of new air to this album after the last couple of duds. Then you have the song Pockets, which Pockets is like a fun, not really fun, but it's an acoustic singer-songwriter indie ballad. It's what you expect from something in that lane. A lot of acoustic guitars with more mellow, soft vocals. But, I mean, you can call it more of a generic song, which it is, don't get me wrong, but it's so well done and so memorable that I can't really like fault it for that. I can only, you know, just praise it, because it sounds just pretty and nice. It sounds lush and very simple, and I like how at the very end you start getting those strings coming in, the string section comes in, and then as his vocals stop singing, and then you just hear a little bit of the acoustic guitar with the string section, and the acoustic guitar starts to fade out, and the strings just kind of hold place until the very last couple seconds of the song. And it's just very well produced and well made, and it just sounds so like pretty and nice. It sounds so pleasant that I can't really fault it for being a little more generic compared to some of the other songs. But it is a phenomenal song in this lane. You know, if you like other, like, indie singer-songwriter stuff, then this is right up your alley, this song. This song is just very well produced, very well... It's very well timed, it's very well, everything is just very good. Yeah. I'm very good at using new and exciting words. Yep. Mm-hmm. And for the final song on the album, we have Oh Honey, I Love You. And this song is great. This song sounds like it should be in the soundtrack of a rom-com from the early 2000s. Like, it is... This song is great. There's some nice strings that start to swell up, bridging from the chorus to the verse. And there's some bright pianos, keys in the mix. And I don't know why, but the percussion... Well, the instrumental in general, but really the rhythm and the percussion and the rhythm section remind me of a Beach Boys song, like something off of Pet Sounds. And really, it's just such a fun little pop song and a great way to close off the album. Now, I mean, this song is just, it's just fun. It's just nice to listen to. And this is what I want from Peachtree Rascals. Songs like this and songs like Leave Me and Pockets. Songs that are fun, simple, yet interesting to listen to. And my final thoughts on the album, where this album's not perfect, for pop fans and indie pop fans, maybe even like people that like Brockhampton, Frank Ocean, and like that subset of like kind of trap, kind of hip-hop, kind of R&B flavored, whatever you want to call it, I think you'll like this. There is definitely a handful of songs, I think, for most people to enjoy. But this album does have its flaws, whether it's the unbearable auto-tune that pops up in random places, or the fact that they're trying to be like a sad boy trap boy band in some spots in this album that aren't doing it for me. But there are some great songs. For the three songs I think that are most essential, the central listening, I'm going to say Leave Me, Change My Mind, and Oh Honey, I Love You. Those are the three songs I think are the most essential off this album. And if you don't listen to anything else off this album, if you haven't, check out at least Leave Me. But again, this album isn't perfect. I'm going to give it a 6 out of a 10. And I think that, you know, there's something for someone. But this is like, if you're a pop fan, this will be right up your alley. Especially if you're like an indie pop fan, this will be right up your alley. You will like this. But that's it. I don't really have an outro yet. So, yeah, this is my outro. It's going to be a stupid outro. Yep, it's just going to be me rambling on and on and on and on until you decide to click off this podcast because, yeah, I don't have an outro. So, yeah.